How many in the room sense that the Lord is talking to you this morning? Don't you love that? You come into a place and you speak and the Holy Spirit, if there's 50 people, he speaks 50 different messages, uses the same theme but reaches us. Jesus knows each and every one of us in this room this morning. And he knows exactly what he's doing in your life and mine. Now, if you're here this morning, you might not have been the boy in the stable, but you've had your own experience, and it's time for you to meet with Jesus. It's time for you to surrender your life to Jesus Christ personally, because he sees you, he knows you. You have a living witness this morning of a man taken from out of the bitter experience of life to a man who's spoken to presidents and yet comes and hangs around with us in Port Ludlow. I thought you were going to say, my daughter wants to come to America so she could come to Port Ludlow. But if the Lord is speaking to you this morning, wherever your stable, whatever your experience is, it is time today for you to give your life to Jesus Christ. He loves you so much. And there are people right here to pray with you, to lead you to Jesus. Maybe you're not in the stable. Maybe you're at an entirely different experience in your life where Jesus is speaking to you and saying, I have a purpose still yet to fulfill. Maybe you're like me upon occasion where you think, never going to be able to fulfill that. Anybody in the room ever think? Okay, nobody put their hands up. Okay. Anyway, the Lord knows you and he knows right where you are. And each one of us this morning at our different places in our walk with the Lord are being called to come face to face with Jesus. And what we're really saying, I believe, is Jesus, I want what you want. I want your destiny for my life. I want to do what you want me to do. If that's what's on your heart, would you please stand this morning? If you want to go further and face to face with Jesus in doing his will, stand to your feet. And Pastor Chris, would you please lead us in prayer? Thank you, Lord.
Our precious and dear Heavenly Father, we want to acknowledge our love for you and thank you that you loved us before we loved you. Thank you for your goodness and grace, and thank you for these precious people standing on their feet, each of them asking perhaps something different, each and every one with a different need. You know the hearts, and right now, Lord, as I pray that you would search that heart, and Lord, that you will hear their cry, whether it is for themselves or whether it is for a family member or a neighbor whom they are talking to about you. I pray right now, Lord, that they will feel your presence as you place your hands upon them now.
Yes,
and touch Lord. Them with a divine touch.
Yes, Lord.
That
Jesus.
They would know it's a God thing.
Yes, Lord.
And I have been touched by the Almighty. Yes. And I will get an answer to my prayer.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, I pray that you will have that embrace for each one, that they will feel that embrace.
Yes.
That you are drawing them to yourself. And as they feel it, Lord, they surrender to you in their hearts. And we pray that your blessing that maketh rich will be their portion this day and every day of their lives. In your precious name, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you so much for this time together this morning. Would you extend your hands toward Pastor Chris and Lorena? Father, we thank you for the man and woman of God that you have brought us. Those of you right around them, would you lay hands upon them? Thank you, Lord, for our friends. We stand with them. We love them. We thank you so much for bringing them here this morning. And Lord, we even send them out with joy and rejoicing as they travel next, that you'll give them travel mercies, angels of protection. But Lord, we know their hearts are fixed on fulfilling your destiny. Bless them, we pray in Jesus' name. They all said?
Amen.
We're going to sing the song, "You're Worthy of My Praise, I Will Worship." And so stand with us as we sing, and then we'll close. If you've not given your life to Jesus yet today, I'm going to ask you to come on up front even as we're singing, and we'll pray for you this morning. I will bow down. I'll hail you as King. I'll serve you and give you everything. I'll lift up my eyes to your throne. I'll trust you. I'll trust you alone. Isn't that what we're saying here this morning?
Amen.
Lord, we trust you alone. We thank you for being so gracious to us. Thanks for this time that we have had in your presence this morning. And Lord, you hear the cry of your people's hearts. We want that request of our heart to be what's on your heart. We love you so much, Lord, in Jesus' name. And they all said,
amen.
Raise your hands for the blessing, if you would, please. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And another place, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. God bless you. Be released in the joy of the Lord. Amen.
Thank you.